Keller, no hits you guys for six. And then the seventh, we opened the inning with six straight hits, I guess three against him. Something clicked. You knew he was probably tiring a little bit anyway. Pitch
he threw the ball well. You know, he did. We did work him but and made some louder outs, but he threw the ball well. Attacked guys, came at guys, had a good curveball going, and we took some good at-bats against him, didn't have anything to show for it, and then Ozuna got us going.
How about Dakota hanging in there and pitching very, very well?
Yeah, it was a well-played game in all phases. You know, we just played a nice ball game, and Dakota set the tone and controlled a lot of counts. Did a really nice job, a lot of quality pitches, you know, down the zone. It's good slider going, a lot of them are on the plate. So he was very, very effective, did a really nice job.
The ball that hit Molina, can you tell us your perspective, what was going on, what was the discussion?
Yeah, well, just by rule, I mean, as soon as it clears, the infield's in. It was good to see Rosarina, you know, get that contribute, but infield's in. And as soon as it gets past the infielder and then hits a base runner, it's a live ball because, you know, It's not an interference play on the base runner because he could be shielded from the ball. So that was the ruling, you know, and then the ball just, you know, one base, and then we go from there.
Piece of history for Paul DeJong, his 20th homer. It becomes first Cardinal shortstop in history with multiple 20 homer seasons. That's a pretty good accomplishment.
It's a very impressive accomplishment. He's a really good player. Just loved his swing right there, nice and balanced. The ball he flew out to right field on was a good swing, too. Just short to it, and, you know, when Paulie's doing that, that's pretty dangerous. Another milestone, I don't know the exact number, but Yadi tied Tony Pena for the most shutouts caught by a Latin catcher.
What?
Which is pretty impressive. That's a heck of an accomplishment. So, a lot of respect for both those guys.
Is the ball dead when it hits him in the foot, even though he's not out?
You know,
he just kind of stood there.
Right.
Like, what if they tagged him? He'd have been out if it wasn't dead.
Yeah, my understanding is a dead ball at that point.
Yeah. What if the shortstop gets his glove on him, which we couldn't tell?
If it hits his glove, I think all bets are off.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
Did they call the play dead when it hit Molina, or what did the umpires call at the time?
I wasn't aware. We're just trying to make sure Yadi stayed on the base. I'm pretty sure they had it nailed down. It's a good crew, like all of them.
What did you see from Randy tonight just in this first start?
Yeah, you know, he didn't try to do too much. The base is loaded, just put the ball in play, found a hole, and then put a good short swing on Kennedy and hit that ball to right with some authority. Got some good jumps in the outfield and had a nice game. Good debut.
Tell us something about your ball club. You guys had a stretch where it wasn't good, and I didn't see anyone hanging their heads. They knew that they'd get back in, and that's what they've done with five straight wins.
Yeah, this is a team we've talked about that has a lot of ability for one. It's a deep team with a lot of experience, and also I've alluded to this. It's a team that believes in itself, and it's a team that has consistently good habits. And when you have ability, you have good habits, you show up, you prepare well, and you know how to play the game, and you've got the pieces in place to play the game. Then, you know, you go through times where, you know, the end result isn't what you want or you know, you fight for, but, you know, you don't get too high or too low. You go out and play the game, and that's what this group's going to do. And, you know, we've done it pretty much all year. It's a good ball game.
Would it be unfair to characterize games like this and the previous one against Pittsburgh teams that you should beat? Is that a wrong way to go?
I'd hesitate to do that. You know, this is major league competition. So, you know, we're very respectful of every opponent we play. You know, fact of the matter is, and we share this fairly often, you know, we play to our capabilities. We play the game the way we expect to play. It really doesn't matter who we play, you know. We've got a win record against the Dodgers. You know, we take all comers. It's really just about us playing our game, executing our game, playing the game the right night. We did that, put together good at-bats. You know, we get there and, you know, Carr put together a good two-strike at-bat. You know, mentioned Yadi, you know, nice at-bat. Rosarino does his job. Colton gets the bunt down, you know, just good fundamentals. We executed. Dex with the sack fly. You know, just good baseball, pitchers controlling counts. Webby comes in, throws strikes. Defense made the plays. And, you know, that's the recipe regardless of who you're playing.
I think it's back-to-back sweeps. Find yourself back in first place again here at this point. I mean, is it gratifying to get back to where you were and to know, okay, we're here now and we've worked to hang on to it? It's not the runway left, obviously.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, listen, that's what we play for, right, to be in that position. So it is gratifying, but also that's a position that everybody in this clubhouse has an expectation of.
Well, point, it took you a week to get back. That's pretty fast to catch enough. They were 4 down.
Yeah,
6 days ago.
Just go play. Go play and take it day by day and stay present in what we're doing and, you know, just be better in every pitching we can be.
How hard is that for a pitcher to be pitching against a no-hitter? I know it's hard enough to keep one.
It's a good question for Dak. You know, he's clearly that's a competition within the competition. And, you know, he was every bit as good, you know, and was, you know, gave up a few hits, but was really in control of what he was doing.
We'll ask him, but after the last couple of short outings he had, as from your perspective, to see him put some length into it and to hold them down, obviously.
Yeah, that's what Dak's capable of, and really it's not overly complicated with a lot of our guys in this game. You know, it's a hard game, make it simple. Control counts, get ahead, make quality pitches. You know, he's got plenty of stuff, but be on the plate, be under it, and he was able to do that and expand it when he could.